Welcome. In this lesson, we'll build a practical return track effect rack I call the Dub Echo Tail, a Fotech Ableton Live 12 Dub Echo Tail blueprint for Ravelace Tension. You'll learn a stock device chain and a few mapped macros so you can perform and automate long, dubby echo tails that swell, grid up, and release energy in drum and bass arrangements. Lesson overview: start with a simple dry sound, a snare hit or a short synth stab, and set your project tempo to the track. Typically 170 to 180 BPM for DNB. The aim is tempo synced stereo echoes, filtered repeats, long reverb tails, subtle pitch or textural variation, and three performance macros: tail size, dark slash bright, and grime. We'll keep the return high passed and add sidechain ducking, so the tail stays safe in the mix. Create the return track and routing. Create a return track, insert return track, and name it Dub Echo Tail. On the source track or tracks you want to affect, enable the corresponding send knob and leave it at negative infinity for now. We'll use the send to test and hear the wet only return. Build the effect chain, top to bottom 1. EQ8, clean the lows, insert EQ8 first and set a high pass around 120 Hz using a 2-4 pole filter. If the tail sounds boxy, add a gentle dip around 200-400 Hz. This prevents low end buildup so your kick and bass stay clear. 2. Echo. The delay engine, add echo and switch sync on. For a dub feel in DNB, try 1/8 or 1/16. Set different left and right times. For example, L equals 1/8 and R equals 1/16 to create stereo movement. Set feedback in the 40-60% range to start. Keep dry slash wet at 100% on the return so it only outputs wet signal. Enable ping pong or stereo spread and add a touch of modulation with a small rate and amount to avoid static repeats. 3. Auto filter. Tone shaping and movement. Place auto filter after echo on low pass mode. Start the cutoff around 3-6 Hz and set resonance modestly. Sync its LFO to 1 bar or slower and set a low amount so the filter slowly opens and closes, giving the echo tail a dub wobble that breathes with the arrangement. 4. Grain delay or frequency shifter. Texture optional for texture. Add grain delay with small grain size and longer feedback for a smeared tail, or use frequency shifter with tiny amounts for subtle to tune. Keep these elements subtle unless you want experimental noise. 5. Hybrid reverb. Long tail, add hybrid reverb with a short pre-delay and long decay, 3 to 6 seconds or more depending on how cinematic you want the tail. Dial wet to around 30-50% on a return and use damping or a high cut to tame harsh highs. 6. Saturator and utility. Grit and control, add saturator with gentle drive and soft clip to introduce warmth and grunge, and add utility at the end to control width or invert phase if needed. Dynamics control and ducking, add a compressor set to sidechain from your kick or kick pus. Use fast attack and release with a moderate ratio so the tail ducks under the groove and breathes between hits. This keeps long tails from killing the rhythm in DNB. Group into an audio effect rack and map macros. Select all devices on the return and group them into an audio effect rack. Map three macros. Macro 1. Tail size. Map echo feedback and hybrid reverb decay, so turning the knob increases feedback and reverb time together. Macro 2. Dark slash bright. Map auto filter cutoff and optionally the reverb high cut so the knob opens and closes the tail's brightness. Macro 3. Grime. Map saturator drive plus grain delay or frequency shifter amount for instant grit. Label and color the macros. Set sensible min and max ranges in the rack's mapping so the macro moves parameters musically. Test and automate for Ravelace Tension. Send a snare hit to the return at roughly -6 dB. Try automating tail size to rise across 2 bars at a breakdown. The combined feedback and reverb decay creates a swelling tail. Automate dark slash bright to open before the drop and slum close to remove energy. Use grime to add aggression at the climax. For a dramatic bloom, momentarily push echo feedback high for 1 bar, then quickly pull it down to avoid runaway feedback. Optional, resample a tail for one-shot use if you want a static one-shot tail. Create an audio track, record resampling of the return while triggering the source and macros, then trim, warp, and use that audio as a sample for precise placement. Common mistakes to avoid: not high passing the return. Low end in repeats will muddy the mix. Leading feedback at max. Feedback runaway will clip your master. Putting echo on the source is wet slash dry. Use a wet only return to keep the source punchy. Saturating before delay. Distortion before echo can make repeats harsh. If you want grit on the tail, saturate after delay. Kipping ducking. Long tails without side chain will kill DNB groove. Forgetting tempo sync. Unsync delay times can smear energy unless intentionally used. Pro tips: use 1/8T at 170-180 BPM for classic dubby fills that lock with DNB energy. Map a feedback kill macro that drops echo feedback to zero for immediate safety. For big transitions, ramp tail size 1.52 bars before the release and cut it on the downbeat. Resample huge tails as one shots to save CPU and place them precisely. Check your effect in mono. Reduce width if repeats phase cancel. Mini practice exercise goal: build dub echo tail and perform a 4-bar tension swell on a snare. 1. Create the return name dub echo tail. 2. Add EQ 8 HP 120HC right arrow echo L1/8T, R1/16. Feedback 45% right arrow auto filter low pass tilde 4K HE right arrow hybrid reverb decay 4S right arrow saturator drive tilde 2 dB. 3. Group and map macros. Tail size equals echo feedback plus reverb decay. Dark slash bright equals filter cutoff. Grime equals saturator drive. 4. Send a snare at minus 6 dB. Automate tail size from 0 to full over 4 bars. Dark slash bright opening half in bars 3-4, and add a small grime bump on bar 4. Play at 174 BPM and listen for a convincing tension swell. Recap: you've built a wet-only dub echo tail return using only Live12 stock devices. High pass the tail, use echo for tempo-synced stereo repeats and subtle modulation. Sculpt repeats with auto filter and long reverb, add controlled saturation, and map macros for performance. Use sidechain ducking and a feedback kill option to stay mix safe. Automate tail size, dark slash bright, and grime for DJ-style tension that blooms and resolves cleanly in drum and bass arrangements. End note: think like a dub engineer. Control energy and spectrum first. Then add character and space. Small, well-timed macro moves make the biggest rave moments. Practice the exercise, resample your favorite tails, and save rack presets so you can call them up instantly in future mixes.